Welcome, my name is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and we thank you for taking some time to listen to some audio recordings from the pulpit of the Riverview Baptist Church. Our desire is to show the Lord high, holy, and lifted up, as well as try to be a blessing to those through the Word of God. Please enjoy this message, and we pray that it will be a blessing to your life. 15, Romans chapter 15, and starting at verse number 1. Romans 15 and verse 1, the Bible says this: "We then are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell upon thee. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ hath also received us to the glory of God." And if you're in the habit of marking things in your Bible, would you mark a phrase that we find in the book of Romans chapter 15? Romans 15 in verse number 4, notice the phrase, "the patience and comfort of the Scriptures." The patience and the comfort of the Scriptures. The one thing that we have as Christians is we have a mighty hope, and our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what draws us towards this hope is the Scriptures. Do you understand that if you're a Christian, the Bible's your book. The Bible's our hope. The Bible's where we go to. The Bible is what we need. We believe that the Bible is the verbal plenary inspiration of Scripture, meaning that the verbal meaning each and or the words, plenary means each and every word is inspired or God breathed, that every word of Scripture is what God has given to us. God has given to us all, and all of them are profitable. The Bible talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that all Scripture is inspired of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We understand that the Bible talks about that the Bible is profitable. And the Bible gives us hope. The Bible gives us what we need, the comfort we need. And we have confidence that the Bible is without error. That's something we've drawn the conclusion for and we've hit before, but it's a good reminder that we stand on the Word of God, that it is not man's words, it's God's words, that God gave us each of these words, and He gave them to us for our learning, for our benefit, so that we may have hope, that we may have comfort during those times of trouble within our life. Notice again, in verse number 4 of chapter 15, verse 4, it says, "And whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope." We live in a world that is full of trouble. And there's no doubt that we need the patience and comfort that the Scriptures give. Notice at the very beginning, it says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." You know what this does? Is it says that the Bible has given us His Word as an example for us. You know, some people say, well, why do we need the Old Testament? Because it shows God's character and how He deals with people. And that we can have comfort that we have a great God who's full of mercy, who is great and mighty, who loves us so very much. And so the Bible, as we're coming to here today, we're reminded of the patience and comfort of the Scriptures. And in Romans chapter 15, if you don't mind, let's walk through a couple different things that we see here. That God has given us an example, and He's given us the faith and hope of the Scriptures. And in Romans 15, let's go back here and let's see a couple things. First of all, we want to be shown the way we learn. The way we learn. Notice again in verse number 4. "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." Here the Bible says the things written from before time was for our learning. What that means also is that we don't read the Bible like we read ordinary things. You should not read the Bible like you read the newspaper. You should not read the Bible like you read your favorite fiction book. We read the Bible differently. There's something different about it. For example, let's put it this way. That if we believe that the Bible is the most important book, that it is God's Word, read it like it's God's Word. That we treat the Bible differently. That it's not something that we just skim through. It's not something that we just check it off and say, I did my reading today. This is something that is God's Word, and we need to learn to read it with understanding. When you read the great stories of the Bible, you don't read them just to be able to repeat the stories. You read them to gain an understanding of what those stories mean. That we gain an understanding of who God is. We know that the Bible is written for the main purpose to reveal God to man. You know what we need in our hard times and our troubles? We need God. And you want to know how we could understand God and how He works? Through His scriptures. You see, the Bible is made to reveal God to man. Every bit of it from the Ten Commandments reveals who God is. That each of the stories reveals who God is and His character. We get understanding. And so we need to read the Bible in a different way. We need to read the Bible to gain understanding. Lord, teach me something from Your Word. You know, if someone, a lot of times people say, well, the Bible's just dry, it's boring, I can't get anything out of it. Well, start off like this. God, will You please show me Yourself today? And guess what? He makes a promise that if you search for Him, He will be found. That's a wonderful thing. So you have to search the scriptures and that He may be found. God, reveal Yourself. Show me who You are. Explain this to me. The greatest teacher is the Holy Spirit. Now, again, we're not speaking about something mysterious or spooky. We're not talking about Bible code where you take every third letter of every word on the first page. You know, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the basic things that the Bible opens up, that as we open up the scriptures, God gives us understanding. God reveals more about Himself. He illuminates our heart. He opens the window. And in Romans 15, we see this wonderful thing that for whatsoever things were written aforetime were for our learning. We need to learn the scriptures because God's Word gives us patience and comfort we desperately need. You know what you need when you go through a hard time? You need more scriptures. The Bible talks about in Romans chapter 10 verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know what you need when you start finding yourself in those times of lack of faith? You need more of the Word of God. More of the Word of God. You find yourself discouraged, you know what you need? More of the Word of God. More of the Word of God. You find yourself in trouble, in tribulation, you know what you need? More of the Word of God. More of the Word of God. You know what you do when you have through temptations? More of the Word of God. More of the Word of God. Now, I understand that when I preach this is where everybody turns himself off. Because you say, well, when I'm discouraged, I don't want to read the Bible. But that's when you need it the most. You need the Word of God. You know, a discouraged Christian is a poor testimony for the Lord. Why? Notice again what the Bible says. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another. And then it deals with how we live. Well, you know, the scriptures, you can't put enough emphasis on how important the scriptures are. That we need the scriptures more than ever, especially when we go through those hard times. That's how we're going to get through the hard times, is by going to the scriptures. But again, I'm pastoring long enough that I know I could preach this and people already turned me off. Because I'm going to give the same advice. Pastor, I'm going through hard times. What should I do? Have you been reading your Bible? No. Well, until you've been there, very little I can do. My job is to point you up to God. And you know where you're going to see God? From the scriptures. from the Scriptures. By the way, not a commentary book, not a thing talking about the Bible, not a thing talking about aliens. The Scriptures open up the Scriptures. And so we find our faith and our comfort through the Scriptures. Romans chapter 15 is where we're on, and we're talking about the patience and comfort of the Scriptures. That when we go through hard times, we need the Scriptures. You say, Pastor, you sound like a broken record. You know why? Because I'm trying to tell you, what you need when you go through your hard times is more of the Word of God. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. I'm trying to encourage you. Read more of the Word of God. You say, I don't feel like the Word of God. That's when you need more of the Word of God. That's where you're going to get your hope. That's where you're going to get planted. That's where you're going to get anchored down. The way that we learn is not by skimming the surface, but it's asking for God for understanding of the Scriptures. And if you ask, He will do it. Lord, show me yourself. Show me what this means. Open my eyes. And guess what? He'll answer that because He wants you to know about it. He wants you to see it. The Bible is a spiritual book. And because it's a spiritual book, you have to go to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to show you. The wonderful thing that if you're saved and you've asked Jesus your Savior, the author of the Bible lives within you. We get to cheat and go to the author himself and say, God, what did you mean by this? And he'll tell you. He wrote it. He knows exactly what it is. But we see the way that we learn, that we see that these things, the Bible was written for our learning. None of it's wasted. All of it's important. Notice as we go on, not only the way we learn, but we also see the way that we live. The way that we live. Notice here in verse 4 again, whatsoever times were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures. You know what happens? Most of our lives are riddled with frustration, perplexity, worry, stress, anxiety. But that's not how we should be characterized. How should we be characterized as Christians, as Bible believers, of people with patience and comfort? And you know how these things come from? Of the Scriptures. Through patience and comfort of the Scriptures. You know, you're either going to live your life by force or you're going to live your life by faith. What do I mean by that? You live your life trying to make things work, trying to force it to happen, manipulating, moving, jiving, convincing, conniving, stressing, yelling, fighting, stomping. Does that sound familiar? That's how we're trying to make things work. But that's not how the Christian life is supposed to be. You know what the Christian life is supposed to be characterized? By patience and comfort. You know, when we approach a situation, a storm, that how we are in the midst of the storm kind of squeezes us. It shows us what we're either living by force or living by faith. That if you go through those storms and your thing is, God's still good and God's still right. God is still good and God's still right. You know, you're going to have patience during that storm. You're going to have comfort during the storm, knowing I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that God is still good and God is still right. Or you could go through your life because you haven't been plugged into the Scriptures. You hit those storms and you go, what am I going to do? I'm so stressed. I'm just so worried. I can't sleep at night. My hair's falling out. My eyes are all red. They're all puffy. I cry all the time. Does it sound familiar? You know, where does that come from? It comes from not being anchored into the Scriptures. You know, we need to be in the Scriptures before we hit the storm. So that way when the storm comes, we have the patience and comfort of the Scriptures. By the way, that's another reason why we encourage people to memorize Scripture, to meditate on Scripture, that you already have your mind filled with how good God is before you hit those places that Satan tries to call you into question. Do you really think God is good or God is not good? You understand, we all see people all the time that are so stressed out, so aggravated, so blown out of proportion, and yet they say they're Christians. Well, they can truly be Christian, meaning they're going to heaven, but they're not currently trusting in the Christ of the Bible. And part of it is they're not anchored in the Bible. They don't have the patience and comfort that comes from the Scriptures. Patience has to do with our attitude towards God. It's having an attitude that he's going to do what's right and that we're willing to wait on him. Our attitude towards men is only going to be right, by the way, if our attitude with God is right. Right? You deal with those people who aggravate you on the phone or those people that aggravate you at work. That comes because you're not anchored in the scriptures. That our attitude with men will be right if we're right with God. It all starts with God. It all begins with God. It all ends with God. God is our goal. That it's amazing today that I can tell the difference in my day if I've been in the scriptures or not. Some of you are starting to figure that out too and find that out. That if you haven't been in your scriptures, you become a lot more impatient with people. You become a lot more, things that people do irritate you. You know, for example, there is an actual, I forgot what it is, just kind of a gee whiz thing. But there is an actual phobia, neurosis, something like that, of people who eat too loudly. There are some people, it just drives them crazy. You know, they're eating chips, crunch, crunch, crunch. And you know, argh! You know why that happens? We don't have patience towards people. You know, when little things like that bother us, it's because we haven't been in our scriptures. We haven't been tied into God. We haven't got our comfort. By the way, as we said before, you could read your Bible without reading your Bible. You could skim through it. All right, got that done today. That's out of the way. Let's go ahead. And you haven't got anything out of it. I know we're recording, but one of the great things that's happening in our kids' Sunday school is those journals that they've taught the kids up there that every day they read, they're supposed to write in their journal something that God spoke to them about, something that they learned. Man, I'm gleaning so much from my kids' writing. Oh, that's good. If you got kids up there, encourage them to do that. By the way, every adult should do that. That you should expect God to speak to you. You know how you expect God to speak to you? By having a pen and paper right beside you. If you expect God to speak to you, you're going to want to write it down. If you don't have something to write it down, you're not expecting God to speak to you. Isn't that a practical type thing? Do you expect God to speak to you through them? Well, as he does, as he teaches you, you'll get the patience you need with God. And as you have patience with God, a trust of God, a faith in God, it will help you have patience with people. Notice this, many people not only have this, but the comfort. You know, God is a comforting God. He is a very comforting God, the patience and comfort of the scripture. When you tie yourself up to the scripture, it helps you to be patient with people and helps you to be a comfort to people in the midst of the storm. That people who are tied into God, tied into the scripture, they could be a comfort to others even in the midst of the storm. You know, sometimes we think of people in the midst of the storm that we have to comfort them. You know, sometimes the people in the midst of the storm, if they're tied into God, they could be a comfort to us. Man, wow, look at them. Look at how God is dealing with them. Look at how patient they are. It's a help to us who are not in the storm by watching them. That's how we should be, because we're tied into the scriptures. We're trying to give you the help as we're talking about treasures of darkness and knowing that you're either going into a storm, leaving a storm, or about ready to head into the storm. How are you going to survive the storm? By being anchored down into the scriptures before you get there, having a habit of being in the scriptures. It'll be hard to read your Bible when you're already in the storm. It'll be hard to get in the habit of reading your Bible in the midst of the storm. It's best to do it before you're in a storm. Tie yourself into it. Many people fight their way through life instead of faithing and trusting God through life. They stand up for themselves instead of getting on their knees to get things from God. The way that we should live should be characterized by patience. As we trust the Lord, He comforts us. He comes to us and gives us peace as we trust in Him. The problems we deal with do not have to destroy us if we learn to live in the patience and comfort of the Scriptures. That we understand that God is still in control. He's always good. He's always right. And how do you get that? By the Scriptures. By the Scriptures. That's why people need to be in the Bible every day. That's why they need to be in church, in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church every chance they get. Someone said, I was talking with a Catholic person the other day, and they were saying, do you got Wednesday Mass? And I said, we got a Wednesday service, and we call it the most encouraging service of the week. And she goes, you know what? That makes sense. After being out among all the rest of the people during the week, that Wednesday night service would be good. Well, of course, someone said it's like this. It's like that tent peg in the middle of that big top. It's the middle tent peg that kind of keeps the tent from falling down. That's what that Wednesday night service. You need them all. We need that comfort. We need that encouragement. We need the Word of God to keep advancing forward, to keep being plugged in, so we're not knocked around during the storms, that we're anchored down. So as we examine Romans 15, we saw the way that we learn, that you glean the scriptures, you look for understanding, the way that we live. The way that we live is based off of we're anchored into the scriptures, the patience and comfort of the scriptures. Then the way we look, the way that we look. Notice again in verse number 4, Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, notice this, might have hope. That we might have hope. If we are a scriptural people, we will be a people full of hope. Why do we have hope? Notice the next verse. Now the God of patience and consolation be granted to you. The Bible talks about in a different place. In fact, let's look there. Notice in Romans 15, verse 8. Romans 15, verse 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God and to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And he's again, he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there should be a root of Jesse, and that he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in all hope through the power of God. Of the Holy Ghost. You know what the Bible says? That we have a God of hope, and he wants us to abound in hope. What is hope, by the way? Hope is a confident expectation of someone or something sure to come. Our hope is in Christ, that he's going to do what he said he was going to do. Our hope is in God, that he is able to do what he said he was going to do. That what we should be is we should be a hopeful people. You ever met a Debbie Downer? One of those people that, you remember those old cartoons where the person always had that rain cloud on their head. Everywhere else is sunny, and everywhere they went, the rain cloud followed them. They just couldn't get away from it, and that's how they were characterized. You ever met someone that they walk into the room, and all of a sudden, the whole room seems to be depressed? You know, we should not be characterized that way. We should be people who are a hopeful people, because God is still good, and God is still right. You know, God is always good. No matter what is happening, God is always good and God is always right. You say, how do I have that hope? I seem so hopeless. My situation, Pastor, it looks like there's no way out. My situation, Pastor, it looks like it's a dead end. My situation, Pastor, there seems to be nothing that can be done. Well, if you're tied into the scriptures, you become a hopeful person. Why? Because we got a great God who's sitting on the throne. That's what happens when we're tied into the scripture. If you get to the place where you're a little bit of a depression, you know what you need? The scriptures. You need to be tied in that God is a good God. If you're at the place that you're on the verge of being depressed, it's an evidence that you have not been in the scriptures. As we need the scriptures. What I'm trying to do is tie us to the scriptures. That is our hope. That is our comfort, because they tell us of God. They tell us of Jesus. We need to be in our Bibles all the time. But the way that we look is that we can look at everything through hope. Not a fake optimism. A true hope that God is still on the throne, that God knows what he's doing, that God is going to take care of everything. You can never look at life the right way without filling yourself with God's word. Even in the worst storm, if you have understanding of God's word, you can have hope. you can have hope. Oh, to live your life by hope, to live your life looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, looking unto God all the time. That's the type of thing that we need. How do we get that? How do you get to be where you're, some people say, annoyingly happy? Because of the Scriptures. You tie yourself to the Scriptures. You tie yourself to God. You learn of Him. And guess what? He'll give you rest. That doesn't matter how bad the storm gets, you can keep looking the whole way saying God is still good and God is still right. God is still good and God is still right. The comfort and patience of the Scriptures, that we become a hopeful people. Thank you for listening to this audio message. This is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and I encourage you to take this information that you just received and make a specific decision to follow after the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, let me beg you to take the time to receive Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are saved, I encourage you to make a decision in your life to help you get closer with the Lord. If there's anything specific we can do to be a blessing or to pray for you, we encourage you. Look us up on the internet at riverviewbc.com. Once again, that's riverviewbc.com. Or if you would prefer to call us, you can give us a call at area code 920-530-6308. Once again, that number is 920-530-6308. If there's anything we can do to be a blessing or an encouragement to you, please let us know. We would love to make ourselves available. Thank you.